Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to this very special edition of Taco Bell's Mexitrend Pizza. And we're going to get into why we're talking about the Mexican pizza in 1 second. But first, let me introduce myself. My name is Miles, and I'm here in the place to be with Becca Ramos. Hello, Becca.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to give another update. I finally got my eyebrows laminated. And I would say,
let me see. Bring them close, child. Bring them close to the camera. Let me see these eyebrows.
Oh, they look good.
Oh, good God Almighty. Lamination in the building. Wow.
It was worth it. It was worth every penny.
What does that mean? I'm sorry. What does that mean?
So basically, like, you know, when you perm your hair straight.
Wouldn't know about that. Not with these jeans.
The concept, though. You understand,
yes,
like,
yes,
the chemical.
Okay, permanent. Yes.
So basically, you perm them up. Like, you would use, I think, a similar chemical compound.
Oh,
and you, like...
And they say laminate because that's the look, like they're laid.
Yeah, like they're slicked up. So basically...
Eyebrows should, laid, edges laid.
Basically,
okay,
yes.
Fantastic.
And I did the same thing to my lashes. I don't think the lash treatment is as worth it as the brow treatment.
Wait,
the
why
lash
would you
treatment,
want straight lashes? Is that the new look? No,
well, they curl them up. Like, basically, they're like...
Oh,
like,
so you don't have to use that thing. I remember my mom used to do back in the day, put her eyelid in there and be like...
It basically is like a permanent eyelash curler, essentially. And people do it, I think, who like their normal lashes versus getting like lash extensions. Because we know the girlies who have the extensions.
Oh, yeah. Shout out the Mink extensions.
So it's like a step behind getting full extensions. It's like your own lashes and they're just curling them up. And you can't use extensions if you do have them curled up because they're like really fragile in this state. So you shouldn't like curl them yourself because they should in theory be curled up. And... Like mascara only, no falsies.
And how much
type of vibe.
How much information did Zeit Gang give you? Because I remember when you're on your eyebrow journey, you felt like people were
basically
coming through.
Everyone was just like, girl, get your eyebrows laminated. Like, that's what they do. They're all lying to you on the internet. And they were right. Absolutely. And then one girl emailed me this really great Korean brand that I really want to order because I do trust that. But I was just like, I'm going to a wedding this weekend. I was like, I want to look good. And I'm disappointed with my eyebrows. I'm just going to suck it up and get them laminated. And that changed my life. I feel like a whole new woman.
And
I'm here for it.
And I hope to not offend you with this statement, but your eyebrows have never looked better.
Thank you. No, that is what I needed to hear. And but I do think like the eyebrow treatment wasn't that expensive. The lash treatment was pretty expensive. And I think for like the results I got, the lash treatment
not worth the money.
Is not worth the money. I would regularly get my eyebrows laminated. Lashes, it's like, maybe if I'm having extra money,
like
I have
now.
Some fun.
Yeah.
I'll do it. I'm glad I tried it. I won't be trying it again. The lady, you know, obviously, she's like, have you ever thought about getting your lashes laminated? I was like, girl.
No.
I know you're trying to get more money
out of
me.
There you go with the add-ons. I'm out of here. Thank you for though.
I'm scammed and I will do it right now, but I don't know if I'll do it again.
One thing at a time. All right. Well, aside those just fantastic brows from another planet, allow us to get into some sadder news. And I don't mean to be flippant about some actual deaths. I kind of reworded this. I went to talk about this Taco Bell lawsuit because a very disappointed Taco Bell customer is filing a class action lawsuit against Taco Bell because he's saying the Mexican pizza and the crunch wraps, they don't got that meat. Not the same. Quote, unfair and deceptive trade practices for falsely advertising the amount of beef and or ingredients in various, quote, overstated menu items.
And oh, so they're skimping.
Yes, they're skimping. But again, I get, you know, like, obviously those things are measured out. Like, you know, you got the scoop. It's like, yeah, we get one scoop of beef, whatever, and whatever. But the other day, I had the five-layer burrito. Felt skimpy. You know what I mean? But hey, I get it. Times are hard. I'm not coming for the people that
you
work
know what?
There.
No.
I'm looking at the people at the C-suite.
Times are not hard for the C-suite of Taco Bell. You know
I'm saying? Yes. I'm saying in the general sort of vague Wall Street sense of the word, as they say, like, well, that's why we can't hire more people or give raises at all. That's because times are hard. Oh, me? Sorry, my phone wasn't working because I was in the Maldives for 9 weeks straight. But yeah, I get it, man. Like, this is always, we will always be fucking disappointed with the advertisements for fast food. And then you unwrap a fucking gray ass thing and you're like, I guess it's fine.
As someone who's worked in fast food after advertising.
Where'd you go? Whataburger?
You know I worked on KFC.
Oh, I thought you meant you worked at...
No.
When you said worked in fast food.
I never actually was allowed to work at fast food. My dad was like, absolutely not. If you're going to have a job, it cannot be in fast food. Because he was just, I think, worried as like a girl, I was going to get like attacked while working my fast food job.
But you worked at that lumber mill.
I worked at the lumber mill and I worked at Fossil. But I worked on KFC marketing for a long time. And a lot of shit's fake.
Yeah,
a lot of it,
of course.
You know?
I mean, look, y'all, there's something called food stylists. They're brought in to make this shit look like you would never believe. And I remember working on like a food thing before and like how expensive a food stylist can be. Like if they know what the fuck they're doing.
My friend's a food stylist. Yeah.
Because that
should be
making
good money.
What they call a hero shot of your product. That's it. That's worth money right there. Anyway, so
you don't want to know how much that ad costs. Like a quick 30-second ad.
I don't want to know. But and then I'm just going to be like, why am I talking on the internet? Why aren't I styling hamburgers? But for real, some real sad news. So Angus Cloud, who was, you know, one of the stars of Euphoria, passed away 25 years old. Fezco, for people who, you know, are trying to remember his specific name. I didn't know he was that young. Well, I mean, because he just kind of had that like old sort of, he had an old soul. But yeah, apparently, you know, he was really struggling after the passing of his father.
Which was like this past week. So it was like within a week of his father's passing.
Which is wild, man. So young. And then Pee Wee Herman, too. He died at 70. He was battling cancer.
Battling cancer.
Yeah. Woo! Anyway, life is precious, y'all. There's so many, whatever. I mean, people are always passing away. But, you know, they come around in clumps, don't they?
Yeah, very sad. I think people are also very stricken with Angus Cloud, not just because he's obviously so young and was like beloved in Euphoria, but his resemblance to Mac Miller is like uncanny. And a lot of people were like, at one point, oh my God, will he play Mac Miller in a biopic? And like, he even said, no, like, I don't want to because I don't feel like I am trained enough and as an actor, like I'm pretty new to this.
Yeah.
And B, it's too soon, which is like so sad.
So true.
You know, thinking about context. So rest in peace to both of those souls.
Look at that. All right. Let's take a quick break and we're gonna come back around to talk some more trends after I guess this. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where
first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we are back. Taylor Swift. Just want to shout out. Well, I don't want to shout out Taylor Swift. I mean, I guess actually I want to shout out somebody who makes damn near $1 billion on their tour and says, you know what? Maybe I need to cut some checks for the other people that make this happen. So as we know, the Eras Tour is, I think it's at this point become the highest grossing tour of all time.
It's more than Beyonce right now.
That right now, well, there's been more shows. So
that's true.
I think
it's been
on
longer.
We can do that. But I mean, because what Taylor's doing like 5 nights in LA and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
Beyonce's like, I'm tired.
She's like, no,
man,
I got
kids. When you gonna see me.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. She's like, look, get it in now. But here's the deal. I got to keep this thing moving. Anyway, it's expected to bring in $1 billion with a B. And we recently found out, according to, you know, TMZ, that she has been giving $100,000 bonus checks to each trucker on the tour. And these are the people who are like the long haul truckers who are moving all the stage infrastructure, all of the fucking like hardware that needs to go to venue and be unloaded, moved to the next thing to keep the show looking the way it does. It's a very difficult job. She's like, you know what? Let me give you $100,000. There's 50 truckers apparently working on the show. $100,000 to each person. So that's like $5 million right there.
Honestly, it's the least you can do.
Yeah. And again, I'm like, that's actually the least you can do, but we need to kind of normalize this shit to start expecting this, because I don't want to hear people being like, it's the highest grossing tour of all time. It's like, well, what did you get as a light technician? Oh, I just got my usual rate, you know? And to her credit, the other sources are saying that it's not just the truckers, it's the band members, it's the dancers, it's the lighting and sound techs, it's catering, it's like other people who are there as part of like the critical infrastructure of the tour. Have been getting what they say, quote, very generous bonus checks.
You love to see someone actually putting their money where their mouth is.
And we were kind of talking, like, you know, we don't, this is the kind of shit that it should be fucking normal, right? And be like, wow, Taylor, good for you. It's like, this, please have some fucking awareness about if you are at the head of a money-making snake, like, what happens? What happens to everybody who makes it happen? So
it's literally why everyone's striking right now. It's like,
truly, have you seen, there's like one graphic where they talk about the actual revenues that are generated by film and television, and then how much of a fraction, like it's even imperceptible if you even put it in like Excel as a spreadsheet.
Oh, I'm sure.
To say like what that percentage is that goes to like crew and cast and all that shit.
Yeah, it's, It's insane. I mean, like, I've been seeing those viral TikToks go around of actors who got negative residuals. It's like, how are they going to charge me?
Yeah.
How am I going to get negative 37 cents?
Wait, this is fucking up my credit for being in this episode of CSI?
Like, wait
the
a
fuck?
Minute.
How? How? Make this make sense. And I guess moving on to somebody, a performer who might not be acting in a way that we may have expected. So we got this thing coming out about Lizzo, and she's being sued by some dancers for a toxic work environment.
Yeah,
and
apparently,
like body shaming and all kinds of shit.
It's been going viral so heavy on TikTok. Maybe we're my side of TikTok, but
I caught this in old people written news. I didn't even catch the TikTok version of this. Yeah, yeah. I caught the old people news version where it was a headline of the written word.
Well, because it's like. Jack will ask me, you know, behind the scenes of the guys. Jack will be like, Becca, what's trending on TikTok? But sometimes I gotta like legitimize a source, right? Like it's like, well, this is trending on TikTok, but like, is it real? Like, is
right. Right. Who's
and then when
this?
I saw the NBC article, I was like, okay, so this is like a legitimate claim. This isn't just like more celebrity gossip fervor. You know, like you could say the Ariana Grande, Ethan, whatever his name, SpongeBob, Broadway of it all. You know, there's a lot of fervor online about that.
And that is real, right? He just left his wife?
It is real, but there's a lot of rumors also surrounding the subject matter. Like, I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, remember when she did this thing in, like, 2016? And, like, remember how, like, I saw a video today that was talking about how this Disney cast member, you know, like, someone who works at the parks, hopped on the train of being like, Ariana Grande, actually, I'm so glad we're talking about it. She is the worst cast member or the worst person to come to the Disney park. She makes us shut down the whole park. You know? So I'm like,
yeah.
How much of this now is hearsay? Y'all just like want to be able to put your like
how you
face
shut down
on
the whole
trending...
park. I never been there and be like, sorry, man, Ariana Grande here today.
Yeah,
turn
she
around.
Apparently loves to shut down the Rock and Roller Coaster. Like no one's allowed to go in or out when she's riding it, so it's like shuts it down for 3 hours. And but who knows? Who knows? It's
all
hearsay,
that to say,
right?
Yeah,
hearsay.
There's all kinds of discussion. We don't know what from what, but this thing.
But
with
this
Lizzo,
hit the news. So
So three former dancers now are filing a lawsuit against Lizzo. Saying sexual harassment and creating a hostile work environment. I saw that like there are some of the hostile work environment is to do with like the person who leads the dance team and they're
apparently the captain of the dance team, which when I was initially hearing it on TikTok, it was alleged that the head of the captain of the dance team was the one suing, but she is not. She's actually
she's
a perpetrator
who
is like proselytizing, which is like to try to recruit people into a cult of a religion of sorts.
Wait, but she was proselytizing like for Christianity or like she had her own? Okay.
For the dancers.
Got it.
Yeah.
But at the same time I heard, but then she's also kind of
also
not very holy.
And doing a lot of weird sex shit with the dancers or making them uncomfortable. So there's just like a lot going on. And apparently it was reported to Lizzo. Like they were like, hey, we don't like her.
Right.
And Lizzo was like,
like talking about someone's like virgin, like publicly discussing the virginity of one of the plaintiffs, and then they said that Lizzo asked somebody to touch a nude performer in Amsterdam.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what they're alleging. So
we
and
shall
also
see.
Shaming behind scenes.
Wow, this is funny. Look, guys, we just gotta. Just try and be okay.
Be better.
With each other. with all of this alleged behavior is not becoming Lizzo. And then finally, this is something we always like to keep our eye out on. We always talked about the work from home propaganda, always talked about the push to get people fucking back in the office. We had Joe Biden being like, the pandemic's over, y'all. It's not. And that's why we can go back and we can hopefully resuscitate the commercial real estate industry that has been fucking suffering since people began working from home. Well, there's a new study talking to workers that have had like mandated return to office. It is not looking good. Nearly half, 42% of companies with return to office mandates witnessed a higher level of employee attrition than they had anticipated. Almost a third of companies, 29%, enforcing office returns are struggling with recruitment because now people are like, oh, yeah, cool. I love the interview. So it's remote? No, you would have to come into the office 5 days a week. And people are like, oh, okay, so miss me with that. And good day to you. and I will move on to find work that suits me. They also say, quote, a staggering 76% of employees stand ready to jump ship if their companies decide to pull the plug on flexible work schedules. I know that part. Ain't nobody.
Yikes.
Y'all not taking me back.
No.
I mean, I go in every now and then, but it's, I understand that feeling if it's like becomes mandated where it's like, no,
yeah,
you have to come back. It's like, I'm sorry, everything's working as it should
be. And also, a lot of these companies are not improving the office environment in order for you to come back, so to speak, right? Yeah. Like, they have cut out the snacks, they cut out all these things, and so it's like, okay, then what's the point? You're going to make me come back, and you're also going to make this a miserable place to be.
To an over-air-conditioned fluorescent hellscape.
Yeah.
Pull up.
Like, I'm not doing all that.
I dropped the pin, okay? You know where it's at. Now get your behind in here.
I will say, even I personally, like, I had a offer come in that was like, hey, you want to come work for us? And I was like, nope, you want me to come in 3 days a week? Absolutely not. That's not happening. I'm not.
And I respect you as a Texan for not signing on with Governor Abbott's reelection campaign.
Fuck
you.
What I mean? Fuck that man. Immediate.
But here's the other thing, too. They say, moreover, employees from historically underrepresented groups are 22% more likely to consider other options if flexibility comes to an end. Yeah, because that's another part of, like, if you are in, you know, hegemonic spaces, predominantly white office spaces, it's often not a pleasant experience being, you know, part of, again, a historically underrepresented group, to put it lightly. So I totally get that. And also, I totally get the fucking... the privilege that I have to be able to work from home. But that is
absolutely it's a huge privilege.
100%. And I think it's one of these things too, where we're just trying to, as a society, philosophically understand, like, what is the nature of the kind of work that we're doing, and does it matter, and what is and is not fucking essential. I don't know. We're in a very interesting period. I mean, just like looking around with all of the strikes that are happening, it's, people are definitely like, they understand, like, the boundaries that they want to set for themselves. And yeah, you have companies doing it the old way, or being like, you better get in here or else you will not have health insurance.
And that's the frustrating part, because a lot of these companies are asking its, you know, bottom line to basically absolve them of the financial decision that they poorly made, right? Like, mm-hmm. I remember during COVID at one of my former jobs, won't name which one, mm-hmm. but they had just re-signed a lease for their office, mm-hmm. and it is where I worked, like, right when COVID hit. And so they were pushing the boundaries of, like, safety in the midst of New York City COVID, August 2020, of making us come in the office, because they didn't want the cost of their lease to be eaten up, right? Like, they were like, well, we just signed this expensive-ass lease in Manhattan,
and
we need it to be used. And it's like, okay, well, that's not my fucking problem.
Yeah, it's a pandemic.
Yeah. It's like, literally, vaccines were not out yet. And they were like expecting us to come in the office 2-3 times a week, wearing a mask. They were like, well, we put the plexiglass up. And it's like, I don't know. I'm not trying to die for marketing. Yeah.
Okay, well, where's my outbreak suit? You know,
like,
what I mean?
I'm not trying to die for marketing.
Oh, you're not trying to drive for this?
It's just not that serious.
Oh, okay. So y'all hear this? Becca not trying to die for this.
I'm not trying to die for this. I'm sorry.
I hate to tell you, I hate to break it to you this way. We're not re-upping your contract because you're not,
and I was like,
quote, down to, you're not ready to die like the B.I.G. album cover. So we're going to move on.
Yeah, there was quite the moment where I realized I had left some stuff there in March 2020. And then, like, you know, that wave came back in, like, November, December.
Yeah.
And I went back there and they decided to let us not have to come in again when the wave got really bad at the end of October. They were like, okay, since holidays are coming up and stuff, you don't have to come in anymore, you know, until after the holidays due to the wave and, like, holiday time. And I was like, bet. I packed everything and was like, I'm going to quit this job before I have to come back. And I did.
Good for you.
Like, December 2020 was like, bye, I'm not coming back here.
Good for you. Good for you. You know, boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. But yeah, again, like, to your point, like, even with the actors strike, you know, like, the talent and crew are paying for the network's insistence on going to streaming and a business model that was unsustainable, especially at the rate that they're going at. And then being like, okay, well, I guess we can save some money by, like, completely fucking off and not paying these people for, like, what they're, whatever, it's their fucking their problem. We thought it was a good idea. Netflix was doing, everybody was at home. We thought streaming was a thing. Oh, we fucked that part up. Yeah,
it's so crazy.
And now it's falling on them because they're not about to take the L. in the C-suite. Anyway, all that to say, worker power forever. Thank you so much for joining me, Becca. We are going to be back tomorrow with a whole new episode. You're going
to
love it.
Wait, I have something to promote.
Oh, what? Oh, okay. What up? What up? What you promoting?
It's that time of year again. Y'all came through last year for my English teacher, Miss Ortega.
Yes.
I have come back with her Amazon wish list for this new year. She's teaching English AP, high school English AP, and dual credit.
Okay.
Which is what I took her class for. She has a new list of books because she's trying to get creative, considering Texas has been banning a lot of the books lately.
Yeah.
So she's trying to find new and more interesting books that's still within her limits of these very serious book bans, which is like really fucked up. But I ask y'all if you can help Miss Ortega out. That would be incredible.
Of course.
I mean, pulled through last year.
Yeah. So. And a few of you actually hit me up and saying, are you going to do teacher wish list again? Absolutely. Yo. So
it's
again,
that time, baby.
You'll see us. We'll retweet, obviously, you know, Miss Ortega's list. And then if you're a teacher too, hit me up. Stay on me because like I will retweet your lists. I will rethread them. And, you know, we will try to help each other out as much as possible, because, again, just like we were saying last year, it is so fucking difficult to be a teacher. And it is, again, it's like one of the most fundamental jobs we have to message to children that they are valuable and that learning is something that is important, which it absolutely is. We were just talking to Alec Karakatsanis on Tuesday, and he was saying, you know, one of the biggest predictors of like life outcomes is early childhood education.
Yep.
Educate, man, it all fucking so much comes from there. So I personally have such a deep sense of gratitude for teachers for what they've done for me, what I've seen it do for other people. And I fucking hate that these people are being systematically scared out of a job that they love literally to do. And yes, if we can contribute to making your classroom a little more comfortable, have a little bit better equipment, you might need that pad for your chair because your back hurting, whatever, please send us your wish list. We fucking love y'all. We want to help y'all. And Zeit Gang, I know you care for these people too. So please look out for those as they're being retweeted. And yeah, it's not always like, they're not all big ticket items. Sometimes it's just a box of pencils,
just
a couple
a book.
Rulers. Yeah,
some
a
of
book.
Them, a lot of these items are literally one book.
Yeah. So for the price of a latte, you know, you could put a book
for
that
real
would hopefully subvert a white supremacist agenda in the state of Texas. You know what I mean?
For
so,
real, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Be on the lookout because we fuck with y'all and we love y'all. So anyway, yes, thank you for reminding me. And also, yes, be on the lookout. Again, brand new episode tomorrow. Be safe. Be kind to yourselves. Be kind to each other. Don't do nothing about white supremacy or homophobia, especially after that fucking hate crime that just happened in New York where a fucking young man was stabbed because he was voguing.
Yeah.
Come so the fuck on. I can't. Anyway, this is where we're at, folks. These are the stakes. Please be a good person and don't let bullshit be uttered around you. Let that shit be known that you don't fuck with that kind of stuff, because that's the only way we're going to show people that there are more of us than there are them. Okay? Till next time, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.